Hey, Sharon here. Want to know how to become an expert and an educator leveraging other people's content? Then use that content to get more leads and offer more value to your planned sponsor prospects and clients? If so, then you're going to want to listen to this. This is lesson two of a special three-part training series where I'm sharing the secrets to closing more business and scaling your practice. I want you to go to 401kbestpracticelab.com/free-training-workshop. I want you to go there because you'll be able to download the workbook and the templates that I talk about in this special lesson. The only thing that's required is you enter your email address so I can send you the material. But again, go to 401kbestpracticelab.com/free-training-workshop. You can watch the video of this lesson as I walk through the slides and get all the downloads and templates as well. This special edition podcast episode will disappear on March 24th, so head to the website, get your downloads, and get ready for some pretty cool stuff.
Welcome to the Ask the 401k Experts podcast, where you get strategies, resources, and best practices for growing a successful and compliant 401k practice. And now, here's your host, Sharon Piverato.
Welcome to this three-part training, where I'm sharing with you the secrets to closing more business and scaling your practice. Whether you're just starting out in the 401k industry or you're considered a specialist already, this is the place to learn some valuable marketing and service strategies that will help you close more business and scale your 401k practice. I'm Sharon Piverato, and I started as a Jones broker back in 1996, so I've seen a lot over the years about what works and what doesn't. In this second lesson, I'll be sharing with you how you can become the expert and educator and use that skill to get more leads and offer more value. Before I start into the training, though, I just want to say thanks for tuning in. The response has been amazing from advisors who went through the first lesson already. In fact, my inbox was flooded on Tuesday with people sharing what it would mean to close more business and how much you've gotten out of the training so far. So I just want to thank you for being here and for your engagement. Now, if you missed the first video in the series, you should go check it out because I covered how you can set yourself apart from your competition and build trust, credibility, and authority with a super simple formula that's proven to close more business. I even give you my winning pitch book template. So if you haven't seen that video yet, go watch it right now. There's a link to it at the top of this page, and then come back for the second video. Now, in this video, I want to talk to you about a challenge I hear a lot of advisors mention, and I'll bet you'll be able to relate to this, and that's this. How do you keep in touch with planned sponsors? What do you send them instead of just, "I'm still here," when you're ready to make a change on your plan? How can you keep in touch with planned sponsor, prospects, and clients and actually add value so you're seen as the expert and educator and not someone just waiting on the sidelines hoping planned sponsors seek you out and not someone else when they need help? It's about taking a proactive approach and about becoming an authority in the eyes of your prospects and clients. And it's a lot easier than you might think. So we're going to be covering a lot of ground today. Be sure to download the Lesson 2 workbook and the email template and slide templates that I'm giving you. They're on this page right below the video so you can follow along and take notes. You definitely want to download the workbook on the last page. It's got a link to some editable templates. But let's get going. So in this video, I'm going to show you how you can leverage resources already out there in the industry to create value-added training and emails and content to give to your plan sponsor prospects and clients so you're seen as the expert and educator and thought leader, which gives you instant authority. How do you build authority, credibility, and be seen as an expert? You do it through education. You do it by publishing relevant content and by sharing content, information that's important to plan sponsors. Whether you create it and publish it yourself or whether you share it, it's all the same thing. And it could be in the form of blog posts, maybe articles on LinkedIn, emails that you send, workshops or webinars or speaking on 401k topics. All of those are considered publishing content. This is important. And this is a mistake so many of us make. And think about this. According to the figures from a National Sales Executive Association and the Mind Capture Group, 48% of salespeople never follow up with the prospect. 25% make a second contact and then stop. 12% only make three contacts and stop. And only 10% of people make more than three contacts. However, 2% of sales, that is such a low number, are made on the first contact. 3% on the second, 5 on the third, 10 on the fourth, and 80%, that's where the money is, are made on the 5th to 12th contact. I think the challenge is, who has time to keep dripping and following up and following up? Where do you come up with topics? I say, if you don't make time, you're wasting all of your prospecting efforts, potentially weakening relationships with existing clients by not keeping in touch with them, because that's equally as important. And the advisors that figure this out and commit to consistently publishing and sharing information with their prospects, that's how you win. I have good news for you, though. There are ways to leverage content that other people have already written. And in most cases, people want you to share their content. The important thing to note on there is you want to link to their content, not download their content and put it on your server and then link to it. You want to link to their content. It's shareable. They want you to share it. But here's something important. You want to use independent, objective sources for the content you share. When you do that, it makes it much easier to get through compliance. People are more likely to trust and believe the information that you're sending. And by sharing information from trusted sources, it gives you that trust by association. There are really two kinds of articles that you want to find and share. The first is articles that are of current news that they need to know. They'd appreciate that you'd send them. And the second is articles that sell the services you offer. If you offer committee setup services, if you help plan sponsors create or in implementing and managing that investment policy statement, if you're a 338 fiduciary, any of these things, if you find relevant independent articles on these topics and you send them, they just kind of help set the buying criteria and let plan sponsors know these are important and solidifies the reason, the importance of the services that you offer. Something that I want you to keep in mind whenever you're emailing prospects or plan sponsors, but more particularly we're talking about prospects, you always want to follow the 4-to-1 ratio. 4 value-added articles where you're giving something without an ask to 1 offer. Maybe your offer is contact me, benchmarking offer, set an appointment, I'd love to meet with you, I have this plan risk review I'd be happy to give you if we could set an appointment. Those are asks. You're asking them to make a commitment to you, to go one step further. Don't do that unless you've given them at least 4 pieces of value-added educational content first. Okay, now that being said, where do you find content to share? These are my favorite sites for finding content that plan sponsors would be interested in. There's tons of resources out there for advisors, but specifically, these sources also have a lot of fantastic content for plan sponsors. And looking at your LinkedIn newsfeed, make sure that you're following those people that publish, that are thought leaders in the space of publishing content for plan sponsors as well. Publications is another good thing that you can send. When Deloitte comes out with their defined contribution plan survey, when T. Rowe Price comes out with an annual participant data benchmarking report, when anyone comes out with a survey or a benchmarking report for information, that's something that gives you an opportunity to email plan sponsors about. Even just the IRS 401k plan fix-it guide, that can open conversations when you send that and you add context and why it's important and some tips or points that they need to be aware of. So there's lots of different resources already out there in the industry you can leverage for doing this. Let's look at a few examples. When you're finding information to send, a few things to keep in mind is you always want to give context as to what it is and why you're sharing it and let them know why they'd want to read it, maybe a super quick summary. And then offer to answer any questions they might have. And as always, make sure you go through your compliance department for approval on any emails that you send. Here is something that came across my newsfeed. This is the first example I want to share with you. Fred Riche, a very well-known ERISA attorney in the 401k space, he posted this article talking about the responsibility of employers. If you're interested in that, here's an article by some of our attorneys that's a good starting point to understand those issues. So I clicked on that article, and it was a fantastic article that answered some frequently asked questions. That would be something that would be of interest to your plan sponsor clients. So I drafted up an email. It's pretty simple. The subject is what employers need to know right now. I recently came across this article in my LinkedIn newsfeed by a well-respected and well-known ERISA attorney about what employers should be doing right now. I thought it was both helpful and timely. Here's kind of the summary part. A few questions answered in this legal FAQ include, and I listed a few questions. Here's a link to the full article. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to reach out. See how simple that is? Find relevant information that plan sponsors would like. You add a little context, a little summary, and let them know you're happy to answer any questions. Pretty simple. Here's something else I found from the Department of Labor website. They issued a press release, guidance for preparing workplaces for coronavirus. The Department of Labor, in addition to enforcing ERISA under the EBSA, also has OSHA under them. And so they've prepared a great PDF that's linked in this press release that would also be something timely and helpful for plan sponsors, because most of the plan sponsors you work with, I would think, have more on their plate than just 401ks. They are often involved in all aspects of employee benefits. Many of them are HR people. So again, these are the types of things that they would find helpful. So I put together a draft email there. Recently, the DOL published this guidance. I'm passing it along since it's both timely and something I know my business owner and retirement plan sponsor clients are concerned about. Here's a link. I know you have a lot on your plate. I hope by sharing this information makes your job easier so you're not searching for what you need to know and do. If you have any questions, we're here to help. Again, pretty simple, right? Are you getting the flow? I found this on the SHRM website, Stop the Spread of Germs at Work. It's a PDF. They just print it on an 8x11 piece of paper and hang it up. Simple email says, add a little humor. Humor's always good. I've heard it said that on average, a person touches their face 23 times an hour. So I probably need to be reminded about 23 times an hour not to touch my face. I recommend you print this and post it. Post a few in the break room, in the kitchen area, by the bathroom doors, in the bathroom. Sometimes it's the little things that can have the biggest impact. This is just one small thing we're thinking about right now, and I hope you're able to use it. If you have any questions, we're here to help. Now, I'm not going to go through all of the rest of these emails because I've given you the templates, so you can look through them and find any that resonate with you. But the examples have the same format. The Secure Act is still on the minds of a lot of people, and a lot of people still need to know and understand and implement some of the changes here. So this was a PDF that I found that I thought was one of the most concise and easiest to understand. So there's a sample email about that. I loved getting this from NAPA, and I think this is even simpler. What the priority is, what the provision is, and what the timing is. So there's another email there. And in adding authority, I can say as a member of the National Association of Plan Advisors, I recently received a one-page table that covers the key provisions. I thought I'd pass it along since it's probably the best overview of what you as a plan sponsor need to understand and do. Let me know if you have any questions about how to implement any of the new provisions. Get the point? Okay. And then in talking about sharing content that kind of sells your services, this was an email I saw from Hall Benefits Law, a law firm, an ERISA law firm, and I clicked on the link in, I think I got it from 401k Help Center, actually, and it was a great article talking about the importance of process, and if you've implemented or created a solid process to take your clients through, then there's a sample email for you. But that's just an example of how to use articles that help sell your services. So to recap, follow individuals or publications that produce content for plan sponsors. Look for timely articles about current events plan sponsors should know. Also look for articles that confirm the importance of the services you offer. And create a quick intro email, get compliance approval, and send it out. Now, when you're looking for material that you could teach on, that you could create plan sponsor training or blog posts or even, you know, more information to send them, I think one of the best places to look that I have found is books. Books are a great resource. Best Practices for Investment Committees, one of the very first books I ever read when I became an advisor. It's great foundational material. Thornburg offers a full series of books. They've got 3 books in their series. They're a little bit dated, but those books are a great resource. Prudent Practices for Investment Stewards, the DOL guides, publications and books like that. They're a great resource for inspiration on how to leverage what other people have done and teach on it. For example, this book, Best Practices for Investment Committees, if you just open it up and you look at the table of contents, I bet anybody that's a 401k advisor could look at any of those topics and off the top of your head say, well, here's what I would tell plan sponsors are important about this topic. Here's what they really need to know and do. I've learned this from experience. A lot of advisors don't talk about this. This is a key thing that I would tell plan sponsors if I was asked my opinion. And that's how you create a training program. It could be so easy to do. Just type out the name of each chapter or key lesson on a slide. Add 3 bullet points that cover the top things a plan sponsor should know about that topic. Based on your experience, that makes it yours. I did that with that book, and it took me about an hour. That's it. That's a pretty solid investment of time, or a pretty good ROI for that small investment of time, I should say. And one of the templates I'm giving you is that PowerPoint presentation I created. What I would highly recommend that you do is take those bullet points and modify them so that they make sense to you. If you've got experience that says, you know what, that's not the top 3 things I would tell plan sponsors, I might tell them this or that. Or if you get the book, you could actually include what the book says to be doing. I didn't look through the book when I created this. All I looked at was the table of contents. But I'm giving you that because I wasn't sure if I was going to or not, but I thought, you know what, right now I think you could probably use all the help you could get. It's important to keep in touch with plan sponsors right now. They need to know that you're there, and you need to be proactive. Those that are not proactive right now are going to leave plan sponsors looking for somebody that can help them. So whatever kind of material I can give you right now, I'm happy to do it. I'm giving you the slide deck. Now, you can take that slide deck and you could make it a webinar, give it live online on a webinar. You could give it at a lunch presentation, a meeting presentation. Record your voice as you talk through each bullet point, adding perspective. If you get that transcribed and turn that into a series of emails, well, now you've got even more content, more valuable information to send plan sponsors, whether it's prospects or existing clients. I did that. That took me maybe another hour. I'm giving that to you as well. So the other template that you have below this video is the six emails I already showed you, plus I might have thrown another one in there, plus the 10 talking points for each of those table of content items that I went through on each of those slides as I recorded my voice. Now again, use this as a framework, kind of as a template, as a starting point, so you don't have to start from scratch. I don't know that I'd tell you to use it exactly as is. Your compliance department's probably going to ask you to change a couple things. You definitely need to add your disclosures and things like that. But use it as inspiration. Use it as a starting point. If you want to use it as is and you get it pushed through compliance, that's great. You're more than welcome to do that. But I wanted to make it easy for you to have some drip material, to have some material to send to plan sponsors, prospects, and or clients. For the emails that I just gave you that were related to that best practices book, maybe you want to change the name of the email series, but I would recommend that you can use that as a giveaway on your blog or the PowerPoint to offer plan sponsor training. Either one of those, when you add that to your blog, when you offer that on LinkedIn and say, hey, I'm offering this free training, or hey, I've got this free series, it gives you an opportunity to collect leads. They give you their email address, their contact information, and then you can send them valuable information. But that's one way to use this to get leads. And you can call it whatever you want. There's a few examples on that, how to maybe change the name up, whatever you want to do. I would highly recommend that you can think of ways that you can use that to generate new leads online. So again, I just want to reiterate, building authority, credibility, and being seen as an expert starts by educating people, publishing relevant content, sharing relevant content. And that's important because when you're seen as an authority, as an expert, as an educator, it builds a sense of trust. People pay more attention to you. They're more likely to take your advice when you give it, and they're more inclined to want to do business with you over someone that's never done anything but made a sales call. Make sense? Okay, so there you have it. We discovered a huge amount of ground in this video. Take a deep breath. You don't need to do all of it. You just need to do something. Keep in touch with prospects and clients. This lesson was about how to be the expert and educator without having to create all your own content, and how it's possible to do that by leveraging resources already out there in the marketplace. And I hope that you found it valuable. Now, to answer a question, a lot of people have been asking, how do you personalize what you're sending if you're using pre-designed emails or template emails so plan sponsors aren't getting the same thing from multiple advisors? First, let me just say, that's probably not a problem you have to worry about. Most advisors don't do a great job at getting plan sponsors on their email list to begin with, okay? Second, here's how you address that. For any email you send, whether it's one you drafted personally or one that you're leveraging information from your firm or a marketing firm, or you're taking the templates that I just gave you, right? You need to take the extra time and create a personalized intro and then get that compliance approved. And here's why I say that. Plan sponsors aren't interested in the information you're sending them until they feel like they have a connection to you. The 401k industry has a long runway, and you need to be focused on building a connection, building that relationship. So in every email you send or presentation you give, you need to be building in three things. That's authority, trust, and likability. People want to do business with people they like and trust. They can get free information from anywhere, but finding someone to help them that they like and trust, that takes time and effort and a little bit of strategy on your part. So as an added bonus, when you open the Lesson 2 workbook just below this video, you'll find at the end there, I've given you a list of ways you can add personal intro to your presentations and your emails that help you build that likability, that trust, that authority. And you don't have to use it just at the beginning. You can use it throughout. But I encourage you to use that and do that. Don't send an email that's so professional that it strips away any chance of being more than just informative. You need to move them towards a sense that they know you better after reading it than they did before. Another question, or valid concern, you might say, I've gotten is this. Well, what I just went through is a super simple solution. So to make it like super easy for you to find and send valuable educational content to plan sponsors, most of you just don't want to spend the time doing it. I get it. I don't blame you. And I think once you reach the point where you have more money than time, you shouldn't be doing it. That's one of the reasons I created the 401k Business in a Box set of templates for plan advisors. It's an all-new library for advisors looking for done-for-you marketing and training resources to simply download and use without having to create it yourself. I promise after this series is over, I'll tell you more about how you can access the done-for-you library. At the time I'm recording this, though, it's not even available. I'm still putting the final touches on it. But I promise there is an easier way, an even easier way, if you could believe that. And I'll tell you about it in the next week or so. Now I want to tell you about the next lesson I've got for you. That's one about scaling your practice through segmented service models. If you like this one, I think you're really going to love that one. It might even be your favorite in the series. I'm going to walk you through how to implement a scalable service model that allows you to offer the appropriate amount of service for the plan size and revenue coming in, and based on the amount of time plan sponsors are willing to give you. And scale that up as your plans grow in size and complexity. And you're going to be able to download a set of segmented service model strategies. It's going to be really cool. I think you're really going to love it. So watch for that in your inbox in the next few days. Now, I want to hear from you. What action are you going to take to get started? What will you send to your prospects and clients? Let me know. If you found this video valuable, I'd also love it if you would share it with someone you know, maybe other advisors or associates you work with, especially if they're looking for ways to add more value and keep in touch with their prospects. They'll thank you for it, I'm quite certain. Just click, there's a Twitter and a Facebook icon below. Click the link and it populates the link for you so you can easily share it. But right now, scroll down, find that chat button, that live chat little bubble in the right-hand corner, and let me know what you think. Everyone likes feedback, and I want to make sure this has been valuable for you. Or you can shoot me a quick email at Sharon@401kbestpractices.com. I would love to hear your thoughts, and let me know what action you'll take as you start to become the expert and educator in the eyes of your prospects and clients.
If you want more resources, strategies, and best practices for growing a successful 401k practice, be sure to subscribe to the Ask the Experts podcast in iTunes so you don't miss out on new ideas from future conversations. Then be sure to visit the main site, 401kbestpractices.com. When you enter your email address to join the 401k Best Practice community, you'll get access to my most advanced strategies and resources to grow and protect your 401k business. Again, that's 401kbestpractices.com.